chill stop.
Kick up your boots and get back to your roots at the bombshell stop, bombshell stop.
To the left, shake your booty, step, step, step. Grab your step if you got, honey, don't be shy. Everybody wrong to the bombshell stomp.
This is WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin.
A civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. A new round of storms battering Texas, already facing catastrophic flooding from swollen rivers. Heavy rain this week, flooding towns, closing roads, shutting down schools, tornadoes leaving wreckage in their wake. Also in Texas, serious bribery charges against Democratic Congressman Henry Cuellar.
2 years after FBI agents raided his Texas home, Democratic Congressman Henry Cuellar and his wife Imelda indicted by the Justice Department on charges of conspiracy, bribery, and money laundering. In a statement, Cuellar writing, "I want to be clear that both my wife and I are innocent of these allegations."
ABC's Rachel Scott. Emotional testimony at Donald Trump's hush money trial. One of former President Trump's most loyal aides, Hope Hicks, breaking down on the stand as she described pressure on Trump's 2016 campaign dealing with Stormy Daniels just after the release of the Access Hollywood tape. A plane's landing gear collapsing at Houston's Hobby Airport Friday evening. 31 people on board. One crew member went to the hospital with minor injuries. This is ABC News. CIA Director Bill Burns now in Egypt, participating in talks concerning the Israeli hostages in Gaza. ABC News foreign correspondent Tom Sophie Borage is in Tel Aviv with the latest.
The Israeli government has suggested, and this seems to be their position, that they want to keep the window open to go into Rafah at some point in the future to try and take out the remaining Hamas battalions, which they say are hiding in that city. We're told by Egyptian state TV that the Hamas delegation will go back to Cairo, where the head of the CIA has now landed, and that process will continue tomorrow. There are unconfirmed reports, we can't confirm these, that the Israeli government has given Hamas a one-week deadline.
Two people have been arrested after a road rage incident that resulted in the shooting and death of a man in Indiana, say state police. Andre Brisky was charged with murder, and Shauna Rowland was charged with assisting a criminal following the May 1st road rage incident. The family of the victim, Ryan Hawkins, says he was deaf. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Meteorologist Tony Schumacher calling for a high of 71, showers and storms by afternoon, and mostly cloudy. Tonight, clearing off and cool, 42. Plenty of sunshine on Sunday, a great day, a high of 70. Sunday night, mainly clear, 44. Back to the work week Monday, sunny to partly cloudy, breezy, 73. Tuesday, breezy, on and off showers and storms, likely 72. More showers and storms for the midweek, a high on Wednesday of 72. Loss of sleep. Feeling tired for no reason. Feeling low or anxious. Hearing voices. If you are experiencing these symptoms, they shouldn't be ignored or brushed aside in hopes they will go away. Like other diseases, we need to address mental health concerns early, identify the underlying illness, and plan an appropriate course of action on a path towards overall health. Take a mental health screening and find out more at mentalhealthamerica.net. May is National Mental Health Month. This message has been brought to you as a public service from WRCO.
The heartbeat of WRCO Studios is powered by Meyer Oil and LP, providing warmth, reliability, and fueling the community spirit.
Well, boys and girls, it's time to get your Saturday morning dancing boots on.
Oh, I'd been married a long time ago. Where did you come from? Where did you go? Where did you come from, Cotton Eye Joe?
And here we go. High stepping, folks.
Joe. Where did you come from? Where did you go? Where did you come from, Cotton Eye Joe?
It is always great to hear Ricky Skaggs on the radio. That's part of your weekend wake-up. Along with the Chieftains and their rendition of Cotton Eye Joe. I'll tell you what, kids. The instant you play Ricky Skaggs, you become a better man. There's just no doubt about it. Clint Black knows about that on your weekend wake-up. From WRCO-FM, good morning, 7:06 and 46 degrees.
What do you say when it's over? Don't know if I should say anything at all. One day we're rolling in the clover. Next thing you know, we take the fall. Still I think about years since I first met you, and the way it might have been without you here. I don't know if words for me still upset you, but I've just got to make this memory stand clear. I know I'm leaving here a better man. Set you free. Just like some old nursery rhyme your mama told you, you still believe in some old meant to be. Still I'm leaving here a better man.
It's a summertime music festival memory.
Star Spangled Celebration.
On Civic Media from WRCO-FM.
When you left, I told myself I wouldn't let you haunt my mind. I'd be strong, I'd carry on and leave the past behind. I'd just forget we ever met and find somebody new. And now I want you to know I'm almost over you. The only time I ever miss you, honey, is when I'm alone or when I'm with somebody. Your memory never even gets to me, except when I'm awake. And when I'm sleeping, girl, you never even cross my mind, except just when I think I left you far behind. Only when I laugh, only when I cry, only on days that end in Y. Now I'll admit you're hard to quit. I've been going through a bad withdrawal.
somebody. Your memory never even gets to me, except when I'm away. When I'm sleeping, girl, you never even cross my mind, except just when I think I left you far behind. Only when I laugh, only when I cry, and only on days that end in Y.
That's a great memory from Clay Walker, Days That End in Y. 712, we're at 46 degrees at 720. We'll have a look at this week in entertainment history.
Lord Almighty, I feel my temperature rising. Higher and higher, it's burning through to my soul.
Amazing seniors of Dodgeville High School. Congratulations on your graduation. Your future is limitless. Reach for the stars. Wishing you the best from the House on the Rock, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, Boscobel and Center Pharmacies, Wilson Door and Construction, and by Bubbling Springs Designs and Creations.
By morning, up from San Antonio, everything that I got is just what I've got on. When that sun is high in that Texas sky, I'll be bucking at the county fair. Amarillo by morning, Amarillo, I'll be there. They took my saddle in Houston, broke my leg in Santa Fe, lost my wife and a girlfriend somewhere along the way. rain. But I'll be looking for aid when they pull that gate, and I hope that judge ain't blind. Amarillo by morning, Amarillo's on my mind. Up from San Antonio, everything that I got is just what I've got on. I ain't got a dime, but what I got is mine. I ain't rich, but Lord, I'm free. Amarillo by morning, Amarillo's where I'll be. Amarillo by morning, Amarillo's where I'll be.
You work hard for what you have and rely on your income to provide for your family. But what happens if you're unable to work due to illness or injury? Hi, this is Ryan at State Farm in Richland Center. With a disability policy, you receive monthly benefits that will help pay your basic monthly expenses, such as the rent, mortgage, utilities, groceries, or other bills. Let's talk about putting a plan in place now that can help protect your income, your way of life, your financial future. Like a good neighbor, Julie Karen State Farm is there.
Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center is your local family-owned award-winning dealership for over a century. We always have one of the largest selections of trucks in Southwest Wisconsin. JonesChev.com is updated daily with specials on new and pre-owned vehicles. We even have a secure credit application online to help us help you faster. Bad credit? Good news, we can help. Our special finance manager, Melanie, has some custom finance options and is eager to help. Jones Chevrolet, Richland Center, your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevy, together, let's drive.
Traditions help connect us with the past and build memories for the future. I'm Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. We recognize that maintaining a tradition while grieving the loss of a loved one isn't easy. If you can't continue a tradition, why not consider a new activity that you enjoy? There are many tools that can help. Learn more at PrattFuneralService.com or call or visit us at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
Just like no two people are the same, no 2 days are the same. We start them and end them at different times. And in between, we all do very different things. Yet there is something we all have in common. Knowing your local Touchstone Energy Cooperative is here to power every moment of every day. Because no matter when it starts, we never stop.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
This is Christopher Clark from Southwest Wisconsin Pullers, and we invite you to attend our pulling events this summer. We'd like to thank our 2024 sponsors, Dan's Diesel Performance, Cardinal CG, Amsoil, Simpson's Tractor, Utter Brothers Creamery, Myers Excavating, Hillsborough Equipment, Jim Goplin and LG Seeds, and Kleppe Grain Service. You can find out more about our upcoming pulling events on our website, southwestwipullers.com.
Unexpected cold showers are the worst. That's the thing about water heaters. They eventually stop heating or they can't keep up with the demand. So when your shower suddenly goes from hot to not, call Jelenic Plumbing and Heating. We provide several brand options and offer traditional or space-saving tankless water heaters. Jelenic Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelenic Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Hi, this is Andrea.
Don't miss the A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet Mega Clearance Event Sidewalk Sale, Saturday, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. We're cleaning house to make room for more new items. Our sidewalk sale items are all cash and carry. New items continually being added to clear out storage rooms. Items included and not limited to home decor, pillows, kids, seasonal, bedding, candles, lamps, dishes, clothing, pet, etc. Don't forget to grab flowers, too, from Amy at Bindle Tire and Auto across the street. Amy donates all the proceeds to GRACE, Greater Richland Area Cancer Elimination, a nonprofit helping all local area cancer patients. A-Plus Furniture and Mattress in downtown Richland Center.
It's time for This Week in Entertainment History on WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
Say hello to my little friend!
I think we better split up.
Good idea.
Yeah, we can do more damage that way.
Good morning, Vietnam!
Now, why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
100.9.
Today's celebrity birthdays include the late Ann B. Davis from the Brady Bunch.
Here's a story of a lovely lady who was bringing up three very lovely girls.
It was on this date in 1891 that Music Hall was dedicated in New York City. It would be later renamed to Carnegie Hall.
Here's a story.
In 1941, Bob Hope gave his very first USO show at California's March Field.
They were four men living all together.
In 1946, Tokyo Telecommunications Engineering Corporation was founded. The company would later rename itself Sony.
And they knew that it was much more than...
In 1987, Shelley Long, as Diane Chambers, made her very last appearance as a regular on the television show Cheers. In 1997, Dolores Hope received a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Other celebrity birthdays include, born on this date in 1973, Tina Yothers from Family Ties.
I bet we've been together for a million years.
It's time for this week's Rabbit Ears Memory. As we travel back to the 1980s, it was this week on the show Cheers that Diane Chambers, Shelley Long, had her last appearance on the show.
Making your way in the world today takes everything you've got. Taking a break from all your worries sure would help a lot. Wouldn't you like to get away? Your name. You wanna go where people know. People are all the same.
after these messages. We'll be right back.
Yeah.
Loss of sleep, feeling tired for no reason, feeling low or anxious, hearing voices. If you are experiencing these symptoms, they shouldn't be ignored or brushed aside in hopes they will go away. Like other diseases, we need to address mental health concerns early, identify the underlying illness, and plan an appropriate course of action on a path towards overall health. Take a mental health screening and find out more at mentalhealthamerica.net. May is National Mental Health Month. This message has been brought to you as a public service from WRCO.
Join us on Sunday morning at 9:30 a.m. for non-denominational Cowboy Church featuring Monty Berger. Services will be held at the Presbyterian Church located at 402 North 2nd Street. Find us on Facebook at Muscadet Morel Mushroom Festival or muscadet.com for details.
Hi, my name is Ryan Lemke, RCHS co-principal. As a community, we support our high school athletes and want them to be the best on game day. Did you know that one night of binge drinking can diminish 2 weeks of athletic training? 90% of adults who develop an addiction to alcohol started in their teens. You can play a role in their athletic success by encouraging that one choice not to use substances. Get tools and tips at the Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County's website.
Good morning, 7:30 is the time. We're at 47 degrees, and it means it's time to take a look at birthdays and anniversaries in the area, sponsored each and every day by the great folks at the Shoebox in Black Earth, where you receive service like it ought to be.
For years, you've relied on the Shoebox in Black Earth for selection, the right size, and that comfortable fit. Now you can save even more right across the street at the Bargain Box. You'll find great deals on athletic shoes, casual and dress shoes, and boots for everyone in the family at prices that'll knock your socks off. No problem, they sell socks too. Stop in today at the Bargain Box across the street from the original Shoebox on Highway 14 in Black Earth.
Today is Saturday, May 4th, 2024. Time to see who is celebrating in our area. Here's a very happy birthday wish to our brother-in-law, Scott Keys, from Dave and Anita. Happy birthday wishes to Carolyn Freeman from your friends at Town and Country Presbyterian Church. Also going out to Brenda Olson from Twin Bluffs. Twin Bluffs, Brenda. From the lousy neighbors. Happy birthday wishes to Scott Keys from Uncle Butch and Aunt Margaret this morning. Carolyn Freeman hits birthday number 100 from all of your friends in the area, including Town and Country Presbyterian Church. Mary Larson, hopefully you have a great birthday today. That note from Sacred Heart Parish. A very special person has a very special birthday. Carolyn Freeman, from all of your grateful students and the UW Richland Alumni Association members, and Kathy Granger. Happy birthday wishes to the twins today, Betty Bain and Bob Jurgensen, celebrating happiest of days, mom and uncle, with love from Lorraine and Monty and the Country Gold Band. Here's an anniversary number 22 to my daughter-in-law, my daughter and son-in-law. It's Alyssa and Brian celebrating, and we hope you have just a wonderful day. 22 years of wedded bliss for my daughter and son-in-law. Love, Mom, Tom and the Hackles, Westby's, and Wallace families. Brenda Olson, lots of love coming your way today, including from Corey, Alyssa, and Jace as you celebrate. Carolyn Freeman is on the Schmidt-Woodland Hills list. Carolyn, you also make the Richland Center United Methodist Church list, along with Barb Shannon. Samson Hassel is celebrating from the Richland Primary School. The Little Willow Birthday Club shows Darren Vondeheide celebrating this morning. Here's a birthday wish for Olivia Onen. Shane Bauman, Aaron C. Barth, Jeremy Meese, Kendra Myers, and Shane Wilkinson all celebrating, and an anniversary for Joe and Donna Walsh, and for Mike and Joni Kellogg. And birthday wishes to Len Shell, Jack Velicott, Brenda Olson, and Tara Ruland. Barb Shannon's in there as well. And here's an anniversary wish for Mark and Sandy Campbell, all that coming from the Richland Center Lions Club as well. Hey, if you're celebrating in the area, we'd like to wish you the best from everyone right here at WRCO-FM for your Saturday, May 4th get-together. Happy day, everyone.
It was Della and a dealer and a dog named Jake and a cat named Kalamazoo. Left the city in a pickup truck, gonna make some dreams come true. Dallas sunsets and the coyote bays at the moon. Della and the dealer and a dog named Jake and a cat named Kalamazoo. That cat who talk, what tales he tell about Della and the dealer and the dog as well. But the cat was cool and he never said a mumbling word. Down Tucson way there's a small cafe where they play a little cowboy tune. And the guitar picker was a friend of mine by the name of Randy Boone. Sweet love song and Della got a fire in her eyes. The dealer had a knife and the dog had a gun and the cat had a shot of rye. That cat could talk, what tales he tell about Della and the dealer and the dog was well. But the cat was cool and he never said a mumbling word. Yeah, the dealer was a killer, he was evil and mean and he was jealous of the fire in her eyes. He snorted his coat, threw a century note, and he swore that Boone would die. Yeah, the stage was set when the lights went out. There was death in Tucson town. Two shadows ran for the far back door, and one stayed on the ground. If that cat could talk, what tales he'd tell about Della and the dealer and the dog as well. But the cat was cool, and he never said a mumbling word. Two shadows ran from the bar that night, and a dog and a cat ran too. And the tires got hot on the pickup truck as down the road they flew. It was Della and her lover and a dog named Jake and a cat named Kalamazoo. Left Tucson in a pickup truck, gonna make some dreams come true.
You know, almost every line in that song is a classic quotable line. Kind of like the movie Joe Dirt or Talladega Nights. Every single line, yeah, you quote it, you're instantly cool. Just like Hoyt Axton from 1979, Della and the Dealer. 7:35, we're at 47 degrees as we move through your morning.
Most of us agree that every Wisconsinite deserves affordable health care. California mega millionaire Eric Hovde does not. Hovde said he would repeal the Affordable Care Act, quote, in its entirety. What? The Affordable Care Act protects people from insurance companies refusing coverage for pre-existing conditions and stops them from dropping your coverage if you get sick. If Eric Hovde got his way, millions of Americans could get hit with increases in their healthcare premiums of 20% or more. Millions more could lose coverage altogether. Hovde even spoke out against parents helping their kids by keeping them on their health insurance plans until they turn 26. Now that might be okay for Eric Hovde, his businesses have raked in millions of dollars in handouts. But it doesn't cut it for hardworking Wisconsinites and our families. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him we support lower health care costs. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
If your driveway or parking lot is looking tired and in need of some maintenance, the best choice is Wiscoat of Lone Rock. Wiscoat, local people committed to the local area and committed to the best customer service possible. Using the best products and techniques, Wiscoat will clean, edge, patch, seal cracks, and apply seal coating. Call now for your free estimate and get your job scheduled for next spring. 608-354-7690. 608-354-7690. Visit Wiscoat.com or check Facebook for Wiscoat of Lone Rock.
Feeling saucy? Come down to A&W and dip a juicy 5-piece hand-breaded chicken tender combo into our new spicy 3-pepper fire sauce or our new savory A&W sauce. Dip into A&W and try them today.
Always made fresh root beer, always at A&W. Your A&W restaurant is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by and enjoy.
Participating restaurants, prices may vary, tax extra.
Do it.
You're listening to The Weekend Wake Up.
The Weekend Wake Up on Civic Media.
From WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app. So it's really hard to believe it's almost been a year since my last trip down to Louisiana. How is that possible? Time to go back. We're going to head down there with Guy Clark, at least to Baton Rouge.
Well, I'm going to leave Texarkana. I'm going down to Louisiana. I'm going to
try my luck in Baton Rouge. I'm gonna follow old Red River down till I see the lights of town. Man, I ain't gonna get no sleep in Baton Rouge. Sing Baton Rouge, Baton Rouge. I'm gonna get me some alligator shoes. Baton Rouge, Baton Rouge. I'm gonna wear them out down Baton Rouge. Texas girl that broke my heart, and then she tore my truck apart. Hey, guess I'll give me another in Baton Rouge. I like crawfish, I like rice, and I like girls that treat you nice. Hey, I'm gonna find me one in Baton Rouge. Said Baton Rouge, Baton Rouge, I'm gonna get me some alligator shoes. Baton Rouge, Baton Rouge, I'm gonna wear them out down Baton Rouge. Hey, I'm gonna learn to walk that walk. I'm gonna learn to talk that talk. I'm gonna learn to dance in Baton Rouge. Ain't life just like a cul-de-sac? I'm a Texas boy and I'm going back as soon as I catch my breath in Baton Rouge. Sing Baton Rouge, Baton Rouge, I'm gonna get me some alligator shoes. Baton Rouge, Baton Rouge, I'm gonna wear them out down Baton Rouge. Hey, I'm gonna strut my stuff in Baton Rouge.
Yeah, Baton Rouge, New Orleans, Metairie, it doesn't matter. Hit that French Quarter and fly, Guy Clark. Caitlin O'Connell comes your way at 7:45 with a news update. Today's show is powered by Mountain Dew and Bad Decisions.
Just what you're after. Everybody knows it's all about the trip. Hey, 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 been on the highest mountain, reaching for the stars, got as close as I could get. Lit it up bright and burned it out cold. I played my hand, nothing left to show. Should I go left when right's been all wrong? Should I head south back where I came from? Now I'm on my way down with no provisions, smelling like cigarettes and bad decisions. Hey, 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 nothing wrong with believing, following your heart and sticking to your guns. But things can go awry with no rhyme or reason. Gotta know when to walk away, know when you're done. Now I'm on my way down with no provisions, smelling like cigarettes and bad decisions. Out of places to go, out of people to see. Seems this old town's got nothing left for me. Guess I'll open up wide and swallow my pride. Decisions.
loss of sleep, feeling tired for no reason, feeling low or anxious, hearing voices. If you are experiencing these symptoms, they shouldn't be ignored or brushed aside in hopes they will go away. Like other diseases, we need to address mental health concerns early, identify the underlying illness, and plan an appropriate course of action on a path towards overall health. Take a mental health screening and find out more at mentalhealthamerica.net. May is National Mental Health Month. This message has been brought to you as a public service from WRCO.
Hey, rock and rollers! This here is Phil Nee, and I hope you'll have a great rock and roll time with us again this Saturday night during WRCO's Those Were the Days. The best of the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, and early 90s. This time we'll play some bands with numbers in their name, such as 10cc, Three Dog Night, 38 Special, 10,000 Maniacs, Four Seasons, Dave Clark 5, New Colony 6, UB40.
How about the South Belly 3?
I never heard of them.
They played at my prom at Pea Ridge.
I don't think I have their record. Oh, well, sorry, Henry. Those were the days. WRCO Saturday Night is sponsored in part by Julie Karen State Farm Insurance, Minden Wealth Advisory Group, Jones Chevrolet, Town & Country TV & Appliance, Turbos in Hub City, A&W Restaurant of Boscobel, Center Cinema Twins, and Jay's Power Center. Between 6 and midnight Saturday night, get ready to rock and roll and play trivia with us on the radio. Those were the days, my friend.
Hi, this is Andrea. Don't miss the A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet Mega Clearance Event Sidewalk Sale, Saturday, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. We're cleaning house to make room for more new items. Our sidewalk sale items are all cash and carry, new items continually being added to clear out storage rooms. Items included and not limited to home decor, pillows, kids, seasonal, bedding, candles, lamps, dishes, clothing, pet, etc. Don't forget to grab flowers, too, from Amy at Bindle Tire and Auto across the street. Amy donates all the proceeds to GRACE, Greater Richland Area Cancer Elimination, a nonprofit helping all local area cancer patients. A-Plus Furniture and Mattress in downtown Richland Center.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Good morning, it's 7:45 in Richland Center, where we're at 47 degrees. The forecast, we're looking for mostly cloudy, showers and thunderstorms are likely, and a low high temperature today near 71, low tonight near 42, as we do have some clearing skies expected, then plenty of sunshine to wrap up your weekend on Sunday, a high of 70, 44 Sunday night, and then back to 73 by Monday. Definitely springtime in the area. This news update at WRCO is sponsored by Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, the Philback family of dealerships, and Capital Wealth Advisory Group. We're at 47 degrees. News with Caitlin O'Connell is on the way next.
Green grass, yellow dandelions, and pesty moles. Hello, spring. Ellie here at Chet's. We have all of your lawn care needs for this spring season. Lawn seeds, fertilizers, and even mole control. Our ongoing sunflower seed sale will surely keep your birds singing in this beautiful weather. Warm weather also means chick season, but we don't just have chickens. We have baby pheasants available as well. We'd like to give a special thank you to all of our friends at Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, because without you, there wouldn't be us. Stop down and see us at 880 North Orange Street, or give us a call at 647-8833 to place your pheasant order today.
Today is Saturday, May 4th. Good morning for WRCO News. I'm Caitlin O'Connell. Wisconsin authorities are promising a thorough investigation into a police shooting that they say killed an armed student outside a middle school. Meanwhile, families in the community of Mount Horeb are coming together to comfort one another. Wisconsin officials did not release additional information on Thursday about the ongoing investigation being led by the State Department of Justice. Authorities said the student never got inside the middle school in Mount Horeb. Authorities have not said whether the student fired a weapon, pointed one at police, or what type of weapon he had. His name and age have also not been released. The U.S. Department of Agriculture's Food Safety and Inspection Service is issuing a public health alert due to concerns over raw pork chorizo products that may be contaminated with a foreign material, specifically hard plastic and metal. The Food Safety and Inspection Service is issuing a public health alert to ensure that consumers are aware that this product should not be consumed. A recall was not requested because the product is no longer available for purchase. This is National Fallen Fighters Memorial Weekend. Previously, National Fallen Firefighters Memorial Weekend has been held in October, but in 2023, it was moved from October to May by the National Fallen Firefighters Foundation. Governor Tony Evers has ordered the flags of the United States and the state of Wisconsin to be flown at half staff on Sunday as a mark of respect for the firefighters of Wisconsin who have given their lives in the line of duty. The Department of Natural Resources is reminding you to get your license before you head out to fish this weekend. Fisheries Director Justine Haas says that's the most important piece of fishing gear in your tackle box. You can get your license online at gowild.wi.gov or at most places you buy your fishing gear. Also, be sure to pick up a copy of this year's regulations so you can be sure you're legal on the water. The annual Richland County Tire and Electronic Recycling event will be held this morning from 8 until 11 at the Richland County Highway Shop. All types of batteries, cell phones, standard ink cartridges, laptops, iPods and iPads, televisions and computers, and equipment will all be accepted free of charge. Household electronics may be disposed of at a cost of $2 per item. Prices vary for appliances and other household items. The cost to recycle tires will be charged per tire or by the ton. A complete list of items and charges can be found on the Richland County, Wisconsin Recycling webpage. The Richland County Tire and Electronic Recycling event this morning from 8 until 11 is being held at the Richland County Highway Shop. Are you looking for great bargains or unique items to purchase? The Richland Center area citywide garage sales are being held today at various locations and residences throughout the city of Richland Center. The second annual You Matter Mental Health Awareness 5K will be held this morning at the Youth and Ag Building on the Grant County Fairgrounds in Lancaster. Check-in will be held from 8 until 9. There will be a ceremony at 9 o'clock, with the 5K beginning at 9:45. Cost to participate is $30. The day will also include a silent auction. Monday is Holocaust Remembrance Day. Ellen Morwick, a tech ed teacher at the Richland Center High School, will be speaking about the Holocaust at the Brewer Public Library today. Morwick says that during World War II, from 1941 to 1945, there were 11 million Holocaust victims, which included 6 million Jews and 5 million others.
5 million of different races, political prisoners, the disabled. There were even Catholic priests that were killed. Gypsies as well. LGBTQ persons were also placed into concentration camps and killed. So it's not just the 6 million Jews. Yes, it was a plan to rid Europe of its Jews, but they did a pretty good job getting rid of another 5 million people. And one of the numbers that will always bother me, always stands out to me, is children. During the Holocaust, you had 1,500,000 children that were killed. It's just children. 1,500,000 children is a large number that it's really difficult to understand. But if you think about it, Lambeau Field holds just shy of 100,000 people. So let's use our imaginations and let's expand that stadium to hold 100,000 people. Now fill it with children. You would need 15 Lambeau Fields to be able to fill those stadiums with 1,500,000 children.
During today's presentation, Morwick will speak about the Holocaust and share stories told to him by his late father, who was a Holocaust survivor.
My father's name was Chaim Baruch Yeruchim Muravietz. My father's entire family was killed. Mother and father, two younger brothers and two younger sisters. And yes, who knows what all of those people could have brought forward to, let's say, better this world than what it is today. We don't know. Maybe somebody had a cure for some disease that now it's going to take even longer for somebody to come up with, and this person was killed just because they were different.
Morwick hopes that the public can attend the presentation and says what to expect at the event.
It's been something that has always been well received. Audience members, I would say, learn anything from a small amount of things about the Holocaust to a large amount of things regarding the Holocaust. There's lots of information there, and there's a lot of information that the general public isn't aware of.
Learn more about the Holocaust with Alan Morawick at the Brewer Public Library this morning at 10:30. Morawick is also the founder of the Holocaust Shoe Project, which distributes shoes to the needy. You can donate new or serviceable shoes by dropping them off at the Brewer Public Library today or anytime at the Richland Center High School office during business hours. The Coon Creek Community Watershed Council will be holding its Coon Creek Conservation Day today at the site of the nation's first watershed conservation project. This year's event includes music talent by Molly B. and Friends. Molly B. is probably best known for her nationwide show on RFD-TV, The Molly B. Polka Party, but she also hit the big screen in 2018, making an appearance on Clint Eastwood movie The Mule. Molly B. and Friends will perform at 5 o'clock tonight at the Valley Conservation Day at the Coon Valley Dairy Supply Company on Highway 14. Information about tickets is available at CoonCreekWatershed.org/Valley Conservation Day. The Richland Center High School bands will present their spring concert on Monday night at 7:30 in the high school auditorium. The featured performing groups will be the Freshman Concert Band and the Symphonic Band. The spring concert marks the final formal concert performance for graduating seniors. The seniors will receive special recognition during the concert. The top band awards will also be presented during the concert. You are invited to enjoy an evening of band music Monday night at 7:30 in the Richland Center High School Auditorium, and to help the band celebrate the many successes of the students. Cost of admission is $5. Senior citizens will be admitted for free. You can also see the concert and symphonic bands compete at the District Large Group Competition on Saturday morning, May 11th. The contest will be held at the Richland Center High School. The symphonic band will perform at 8, and the concert band will perform at 8:55. Stay tuned. Today's vital statistics are next.
Hello friends, Mark Philbeck here from the Philbeck Family Dealerships, your go-to destination for all things automotive. Did you know we're celebrating 75 years in business? That's right, 75 years of serving our amazing community. And here's something that sets us apart. We are the home of the lifetime powertrain warranty. That's a commitment to you, our valued customers, for ensuring peace of mind every mile you drive. But that's not all. We've expanded our selection of inventory so you'll find the perfect ride for any lifestyle. The deals are getting sweeter, folks. Whether you're in Highland, Richland Center, Boscobel, or Prairie du Chien, or browsing online at philbeck.com, we've got incredible offers just waiting for you. So why wait? Come down to the Philbeck Family Dealerships and let us make your automotive dreams a reality. Visit us today, where trust, selection, and unbelievable deals come standard. The Philbeck Family Dealerships, 75 years strong with a lifetime commitment to you, where the customer is first since 1948.
Today is Saturday, May 4th. Alfred L. Michick Jr., 85 of Highland, died Sunday at home. A funeral mass will be held today at 11 o'clock at Saints Anthony's and Phillips Church in Highland, with burial to follow in St. Anthony's Cemetery, along with full military honors. Friends may call at the church today from 9:30 until 10:45. In lieu of flowers, the family suggests memorials to Saints Anthony's and Phillips Church, the Highland Ambulance Service, the Highland American Legion Post, the Highland Park Improvements, or the Second Harvest Food Pantry. The McGuire Peterson Hauk Funeral Home of Highland is assisting the family of Alfred L. Michick Jr., 85, of Highland. Jean Elizabeth Kinsman, 92, of Lime Ridge, died on April 27th. A funeral mass will be held at 11:30 today at the Holy Angels Catholic Church in Laval. Burial will follow in the St. Boniface Catholic Church in Lime Ridge. Friends may call at the Holy Angels Catholic Church today from 10:30 until the time of the service at 11:30. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to the Sacred Heart School in Reedsburg. For Jean Elizabeth Kinsman, 92, of Lime Ridge. John L. Pulaski, 87 of arborvitae, died Monday at Friendly Village in Rhinelander. Private family services will be held at a later date. Burial will be in the Richland Center Cemetery. The Nims Gurn Funeral and Cremation Service in Woodruff is serving the family of John L. Pulaski, 87, of arborvitae. Bonnie Jean Benita Williams, 89, of Baraboo, died April 27th at home after a long illness. Funeral services will be held at 2 o'clock on Monday at the Baldwin Funeral Services in Baraboo. Burial will be in the Walnut Hill Cemetery in Baraboo. Friends may call the Baldwin Funeral Services on Monday from 1 until the time of the service at 2. For Bonnie Jean Benita Williams, 69, of Baraboo. Jeremiah J. Jeremy Larson, 44, of Muscadet, died Tuesday at UW Health Hospital in Madison. A celebration of life will be held on Thursday at 5 o'clock at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Friends may call the Pratt Memorial Chapel on Thursday from 3 until the time of the service at 5. The family suggests you wear a shirt from your favorite band to the service. In lieu of flowers, donations can be made to the National Institute of Alcohol Abuse and Alcoholism or the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration. Jeremiah J. Jeremy Larson, 44, of Muscadet. Ruth Ann Bristol, 80, of Richland Center, died Thursday from complications following a heart attack. A celebration of life and visitation will be held on Monday, May 13th, at the Clary Memorial.